All right. So apparently, this is the day, the 15th of December in 1966. It would have been, right? Is that 50 years, Chris? Do
that would
math
be that
me.
Would be 50 years.
That would be 50, and it was WGIL FM. Beautiful music, apparently.
I was not here 50 years ago, so I'm not sure exactly what it was.
And in the 70s, what Roger Lundeen, our GM, I'm not getting all of this exactly right, but apparently Roger Coleman, right?
I guess. He was right before. He was before me. I think Roger Coleman was involved with WAAG or WGIL-FM at its
put
infancy.
It on the
yeah,
air.
Exactly.
Yeah, he put it on the air and then was convinced, along with some others, to put country music on the air because it was doing really well, and they did, and it's been on the air for 50 years now.
Yeah, smart move.
So you were here when I got here. You've got like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, I got here. I got here in 88. I got here in 88, fresh out of AIC, the American Institute of Commerce, doing radio school, basically.
That's up in the Quad Cities.
Yeah, it's now Kaplan University, or kind of turned into Kaplan University. But
a lot of voices that you've heard on FM 95 in the last 50 years... well, several, let's put it that way, a handful, have been to that school.
Yeah, actually, I know. I remember we were just talking about that you've talked to Michelle McCoy. Michelle went there.
Really?
I believe on our sister station, WGIL, Tom Meredith went there.
Wow.
And one of the voices on FM 95 in the afternoons when I first started, he's now in Peoria Radio, Jamie Markley also went there.
And he lived in Knoxville. He's a Knoxville boy, too.
Knoxvillian, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So you came in 1988 and landed on FM. What did you know about FM 95 before you got here?
I listened to it growing up because that's what my dad listened to. I love the classic stuff. So, and when I started, I actually got to fill in doing the country classics on Sunday mornings, and I did that for several years.
There was no rock station yet, and of which you've been on for the last 20 years.
No, see, that's the thing. I grew up on classic country, and then as I got, toward my teen years and so actually Kiss. The band Kiss is what got me really into rock. But before that, it's country is what I listened to growing up. So
our first Kiss concert, by the way, sidebar, we were at together and we didn't even know it. but so WAAG in 1988 started doing what? You were thrown on to do what?
I was actually the very first thing I did. I was one of the overnight part-time people. And basically just the American Country Countdown. We used to air it, like midnight to like 4 a.m. or something. And it was on vinyl. It was on albums. And
still on record.
Yeah, just basically queued those up and started those and played commercials in between the segments and did the weather. And and there was one of those deals where you're doing that and like, you're hearing me maybe, a couple times an hour doing weather, but yet anytime I'd go out and with my parents or my grandparents or whatever, hey, he's on the radio. You've probably heard him on the radio. And everybody's like, no, haven't heard him.
Haven't heard him. But tell me that doing that weather was the joy of the night.
It was.
Because you were on the radio.
Got to be on the radio and got to be on WAAG at the,
50,000 watts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wasn't even thinking about that at the time. It was just, this was the station to be on. I mean, it was the powerhouse.
So,
I mean,
who was on the radio in the early 90s? Who were you playing that you like? There were newcomers.
Artists?
Yeah.
Very late 80s, early 90s, Garth Brooks.
Coming up.
Garth was just boom. I mean, I remember hearing, I think it was Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Sure.
Was the first one I really remember from Garth. Might even been the first single. And I became a fan of Garth right off the bat. I liked the traditional sound. And back then, a lot more of the artists were very traditional.
Lori Morgan.
Yep.
Sammy
absolutely.
Kershaw.
Keith Whitley. Yeah. All these, I mean, very classic sounding country artists. That's before it, started to slowly kind of morph and change. Everybody was kind of classic sound.
So tell me about some of the personalities. When you think of that time when you first started here, some of the people you looked at and went, oh my God, that's the guy I hear all the time, or that I want to do that guy's job someday, or that guy's a jerk. And
no, you know what? The one that really stands out to me is Jamie Markley.
Yeah.
Because Jamie was doing afternoons when I first started, and Jamie was one of those people. I came in. Actually, I was into radio already. Because I did some voluntary stuff with Knox College, WVKC, between my 8th and 9th grade year.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad worked with Jamie's dad, Joe, out at the railroad. And my dad says, you could actually make a living doing that because I've always been a music nut. And I had done the radio thing a little bit at Knox. And so he hooked me up with Jamie. And it wasn't just because I kind of knew him coming into it. It's because listening to Jamie in the afternoon back then, Very interactive. You talk kind of like you do. You know, he's talking to people. I mean, it wasn't just, hey, here's a song.
Right.
There was the games. They had the money wheel. He did all kinds of little games and stuff on the air that just made it interesting and made it fun. I'm going, that's the dude right there. I want to do that.
Guys having conversations with other guys like you do, and you listened in to see what they were going to do next.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And who else was here? Ray Smith was here at the time.
Raymond and Raymond were doing mornings. Yeah, John Raymond and Ray Smith were doing
mornings.
John
Raymond hired me here.
John hired me.
Yeah.
Yeah, John hired me. And let me see, middays would have been Brian Hamlin, the Animal.
Yes.
Brian the Animal Hamlin.
So Michelle
one
McCoy.
One of the coolest, most laid-back deliveries on the air.
One of the greatest voices ever. Yeah.
Yeah, very laid-back.
He was
interesting
awesome.
Character. I see Brian all the time.
Yeah.
I love Brian, but... yeah, on the air, very smooth.
And so Michelle came in while you were here?
Yeah, Michelle came in. Michelle went to AIC too, by the way.
Yeah,
I mentioned that, I think. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Michelle was here, I believe. No, she was actually
across town.
Across town. And then she came here after I'd already started, yeah.
Okay, yeah, she told me she was across town. And then she was on the afternoons, the middays forever.
Yeah.
10 years, I think she said.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people go through these doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, 50 years of FM 95 or 94.9 started out as a WGIO AM playing beautiful music in 66. I wasn't quite ready in 66.
No.
71, I came along. I'm gaining a lot of knowledge talking to all these people that were around when FM 95 in different pockets. So thanks for being on today. Anything else
Absolutely.
You'd like to say about that time?
No, I just remember just the technology, how the technology's changed. I remember coming in. You would come in, you know, half hour before your show started, 45 minutes before your show started, because you had to pull all of the albums off the shelf. You had to go and find out what you were playing by these little index cards.
Yeah.
You pulled the first one, then you went and said, okay, it's on album number whatever, and you went up to that album, you pulled it out, you
queuing
set it
them
down.
Up.
Oh, yeah, getting them ready. Yeah,
tape.
You had to actually set them, you had to set it up and get it ready. There was all kinds of stuff. There's things that, like the kids coming into radio nowadays don't even know what back timing is. And that was where you had to make sure all your music and stuff timed out to right at the top of the hour to make sure you had your legal ID and stuff. It's just changed a lot. I think it's changed, you know, from kind of inside the box, it's changed for the better. But I kind of miss those days, too, just
right.
because it was kind of raw. I mean, you felt like you literally had your hands on what you were doing.
Where you're sitting right now used to be a storage room for albums.
Albums, and it was kind of a secondary production room, kind of like an interview room. It had a table with a bunch of microphones. And
FM 95 in this building, if you came in now and you say, I've been in the KFM, the 105.3.
That was the 95 studio.
That was the 95 studio in there. When I first started, I did nights part-time at 7 o'clock at night, and... There were still record players around and carts then too. So,
yep.
Thanks for being on the show and happy birthday.
Man. Thanks
to FM 95, 50 years.